With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Vote on Senator Rubio's nomination is announced.
On this vote, the yeas are 99, the nays are zero. The nomination of the great Senator Marco Rubio from the state of Florida is confirmed.
Senators went back to work Monday night in the Capitol after President Trump's inauguration. Another pick, John Ratcliffe, for CIA director, also expected to have a swift vote as soon as Tuesday. Action on other Trump cabinet picks, including former combat veteran Pete Hegseth for defense secretary, expected later in the week. It's typical for the Senate to confirm some of a new president's top cabinet positions on inauguration day. Also at SRNnews.com, a frigid Arctic blast has 70 million Americans under winter weather warnings.
While the Mid-Atlantic through the Northeast and the Plains are getting hit with an Arctic blast, that cold air is giving the Gulf Coast a rare taste of winter as well, says National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
From the Rocky Mountains all the way across to the East Coast, even as far south as the Gulf Coast.
Wind chills of negative 50 degrees forecast for the Dakotas, while the East Coast could see 0 degree wind chills. I'm Julie Walker.
Major airlines are delaying and even canceling flights as they prepare for that winter storm. Eight states have a heavy snow and ice forecast for late Monday into Wednesday. American Airlines is waiving fees and posting travel alerts for roughly 40 states. Yemen's Houthi rebels signal they will limit their attacks in the Red Sea corridor to only Israeli-affiliated ships as a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip takes hold. The Houthis made that announcement in an email sent to shippers and others on Sunday. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention sets its 2025 public policy agenda.
The denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission says it will work hard to curb abortion in the new year, focusing in particular on the proliferation of abortion drugs. Baptist leaders are also going to fight the LGBT agenda, especially where it concerns transgenderism and children. Supporting religious freedom and campaigning against gambling and marijuana will also be priorities for the largest Protestant denomination in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge in Texas is allowing three other states to pursue a challenge seeking to restrict access to abortion pills nationwide. Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri can now move ahead with their efforts in U.S. District Court in Amarillo, Texas, where a nominee of former President Trump is the only judge. The states want the courts to prohibit telehealth prescriptions of the pills and to limit their use to the first 7 weeks of pregnancy. This is SRN News. Fire ravaged Southern California braces for more gusty winds and heightened wildfire risks.
National Weather Service senior meteorologist Andrew Rourke in California.
We have a red flag warning with particularly dangerous conditions.
He notes the triple threat of low humidity, dry fuels, and those high winds.
55 to 65 and even 70 to 90 mile per hour winds in the mountains will be there just to cause fire behavior for any new fire starts to be extreme.
I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump signs executive orders changing Mount Denali back to Mount McKinley and the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. The White House says the move will honor American greatness. The text of the executive order says the move in the national interest to promote the heritage of our country. Alaska's Mount McKinley was renamed to Denali in 2015 by Barack Obama. More details at SRNnews.com.